This is Inman's Real Estate Radio, where we go behind the scenes with the industry's movers and shakers to learn what's next for real estate. For more insight, news, and analysis, visit Inman.com. Here's your host, Bernice Ross.
Welcome. I'm Bernice Ross, the CEO of RealEstateCoach.com, and I'm very happy to welcome Sherry McCormick. Sherry's website is the LinkedInTrainer.com, and needless to say, we're going to be talking about how to use LinkedIn in your business to make more money and to attract more high-quality clients. Sherry's been a realtor since 1999, and she's currently with RE/MAX Fine Homes in the Philadelphia area. Welcome, Sherry. Thank you for being with us today.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Bernice.
Now, Sherry, I don't know anybody in the business, except maybe somebody who's working at LinkedIn that knows more about how to use LinkedIn in real estate. And you were sitting before, you know, while we were prepping for the call, you're sitting there coaching me on my profile, which is pretty complete, but you had a whole bunch of tips I had never heard about before. And I'm so delighted that you can share those with our listeners today. So let's get started by asking, first of all, why is LinkedIn so important to a realtor's business?
LinkedIn has been around for quite a while. It actually started back with Google, and it became a platform for human resource managers. And now it's actually evolved into an entire social selling platform. In fact, we know that most salespeople in the business-to-business space, the Forrester report said that half of those salespeople won't even have a job in 5 years. And it's because of things like LinkedIn we're able to make connections. So we know on LinkedIn, if you make over $100,000, most people are there. Your human resource professionals, every CEO is on LinkedIn. And by the way, anybody who's looking for a job is on LinkedIn. It's the professional network for you to build relationships so that you can get the business that you're looking for in your specific market.
Well, sure. I think that's part of the problem most realtors face is they don't know how to go about getting business that's specific to their market. So let's start with what are some of the basics that I need to do to make sure that business comes to my website instead of to another realtor's?
Well, that's a really good question because we know that LinkedIn is providing information directly to Google. In fact, it's set up so Google actually searches LinkedIn first when you're putting in requests. So we want to make that process as easy as possible. And one of the ways to do that is, number one, have a profile, obviously. Number two, fill in every single section you possibly can. Because the more sections that you fill in, the more information that LinkedIn will be able to take and deliver to customers who are looking for your services. So that does mean putting in your skills. That does mean putting in all the different things that you've been doing in real estate. It does mean putting in your certifications and the courses that you've taken. Make sure it's complete. There's one other thing you might want to do too, is right underneath your name, there is what's called a vanity URL. LinkedIn will give you a URL that has your name in it with a dash and a bunch of numbers in it. As long as those numbers are sitting behind your name, it actually pushes the results of people looking for you down. You need to go in and you need to change that vanity URL to something like your name or your name realtor. Because then what you'll find, probably a week's time after you've done that and you've filled in your profile starts showing up more on the very first page when people are looking for you online. It's a way for you to continue building your referral network because we know people are looking for you already. They're looking for you on their phone and they're looking for you in their marketplace.
Well, sure, I was amazed because when I looked at mine, I had the little numbers after it and you just told me to go click on the edit. I did that, and I typed in Bernice Ross with no spaces. It gave me a new vanity URL, so that now is going to help to push me up in any results for people who are looking for my name. So you want to get rid of the numbers. Now, there's another trick with your name that will make you rise to the top. Could you share that with our listeners, please?
It works for a number of websites. It particularly works with LinkedIn. There's a lot of people out there who have names that are very similar, like my son, John McCormack, which he's still mad at me about. So you take that name, and when you type it in LinkedIn, type it in all caps. Because if your name is very common, what happens with LinkedIn, all of a sudden, the John McCormack that is in all caps is going to show up first. So that's the way you get ahead of the crowd.
I love that suggestion. I've used it, and it did take me to the top, but I like the vanity URL piece as well. That's a very important piece. One of the things that a lot of people don't do, and I see that I've got most of my profile done, but I don't have the right background image. I do have a photograph. How do realtors choose the right photograph to go on their LinkedIn profile, and how do they choose the right background image?
A lot of people don't even know that there is the ability to put the background image on there. And why this is so important is that we know that we all have the attention span of about a gnat these days. We're going from site to site or page to page to page. So you get less than 3 to 5 seconds in order to make an impression on someone. So here's the question people have to be able to answer when they're looking at a realtor's LinkedIn profile. They need to know in 2 seconds or less who you are, where you work, and what you do. So this is what I recommend. I like to use something like PowerPoint. I take a background image. It could be a scene or it could be a landscape. And then what I do is I put 2 houses that I've listed or sold, or in my case, my own house. I add that to the image, and then I add my logo to the image, and then I add a landmark of the area. So for my area, it's the town clock. I make that into one picture, and then I capture that picture either on my Mac or on using snipping tool with Microsoft. So I'm creating a new background image from that that tells who I am, where I work, and what I do.
For our listeners who are not familiar with what Sherry is talking about, just open up a PowerPoint slide and you can drag and drop the pictures. But if you really want to know how to do it, what do you recommend, Sherry?
Just go to Google and type in how to make background images with PowerPoint. I learned it from a classroom teacher out in the Midwest.
It's really super simple. If I can do it, anybody can. Now, one of the things that's missing from a lot of people's profiles is how to contact them and what their phone and email was. I was surprised that my LinkedIn site really wasn't set up properly for this. How do our listeners go about setting up their site so that people can get in contact with their phone and their email directly through their LinkedIn profile rather than having to send in mail to them?
Well, the first thing is when people are typing your name in, they're doing some research on you. And they, a lot of times, 9 times out of 10, they just want to pick up the phone and call you or send you an email. So the first thing that I recommend is to the right of the vanity URL, there is a little file folder. Click that and fill in your contact information, your phone number, your email address, and put that in there. But just please know a lot of people aren't even going to click on that little file folder. So my recommendation, you need to reorder the sections of your LinkedIn page. So you click on edit, you go down to the summary section, and you drag it all the way to the top of your profile. Because now you're going to use the summary section to talk directly to your prospective client. And you're going to write the text in there as, hey, contact me at, you're going to give your phone number and you're going to give your email address at the very top of that page, and then you're going to give them reasons to make a connection with you. If you live in my area, if you have a home to buy or sell, or if you're looking for real estate expertise, let's connect. So you want to put those kinds of messages directly to your consumer. Make sure the summary page is at the top with your contact information on top of it.
Sherry, so what you've really been talking about is how to escape the information shadow. What exactly is that, and what more is entailed in doing so?
That's so funny you should mention that, because I just read an article about the information shadow just yesterday. And what it's talking about is the fact that LinkedIn is trying to provide information to consumers online, and they're trying to answer their questions. But what they found in their network is over 50% of the profiles out there aren't even filled in all the way. So you have a huge, like 50% of them, it's not complete. So when they're looking for specific people and with specific expertise, they're not able to deliver that. And guess what? That's even more when it comes to real estate agents. We're more notorious about not filling in our experience and our degrees and our certifications and our classes. So the more of those sections that you have that are complete, the more ways LinkedIn can now deliver you to consumers who are looking for your expertise. And then you can help get out of the information shadow, and you can stop being a secret agent on LinkedIn.
And that's really a problem for almost all agents, because they haven't done their profiles. So that's a very important thing. And Sherry's just giving you some fantastic tips that will help you to get through that. I think most of our listeners are like I am. I looked at all these LinkedIn requests. I don't know these people, and most of the time, if I don't know them, I don't respond. What do our listeners need to do to take advantage of those LinkedIn requests that actually allows them to prospect and grow their business?
Yeah, that's the first thing that every time I mention talking about LinkedIn, the first thing everybody that I know says is, I get all those requests. I just delete them all day. Well, I want you to start thinking about it. Those people had to choose to send you a connection request for some reason. And it'd be fair to assume that you don't know the reason. So why don't we consider this an opportunity as opposed to annoyance? And let me tell you what I do. I write a template. And my template is, thanks so much for reaching out to me. I'm curious, what prompted you to want to connect with me? Because all I really want to do is send this back to every single person that sends me a connection request. And all I have to do, instead of hit connect or delete, I go into the email section of LinkedIn, I find the connection request, and I hit the button that says reply without connecting. And now I've got a free conversation to somebody they didn't have before. And what if they come back to me and said, oh, I'm looking to move into your area. Do you think that might be a good conversation? And is that a great lead? And what did it cost me? It only 10 seconds to copy and paste a reply. The whole point of being on social media is to be social and to develop relationships.
Jerry, that is such a great tip. And I really, you know, I can't emphasize what she said enough. This is the perfect way to prospect. It beats knocking on doors, networking, or just about anything else you can do. These people reach out to you. It's like someone walking into your open house. They may want to do business with you. Now, I have another question for you. Should I be connecting with other realtors?
Well, that's a great question. Because, see, LinkedIn, unlike Facebook, it's a professional network. And people are looking at your background and experience. And what people usually look at on LinkedIn is not just your recommendations from clients, but also your peers. So when I teach a class in an office, I go, guys, girls, let's first write recommendations for each other in our office. Because now people see that you play well with other realtors, which is important in this industry, and that they vet that you actually have real estate skills. So I recommend it. Now, you would want to choose who you want to do that with. Maybe you want to do it with some more people who are closer to your area, definitely people in your specific area. But here's the thing about those recommendations. Give recommendations. Do it every single day because that's how you're going to get great recommendations on your page because we know people believe online recommendations more than they believe anybody's advertising. So, yes, get some realtors in there, but also dig deep with your clients and go to their LinkedIn page, connect with them, and give them recommendations on their pages for their work and the things that they do.
Jerry, let's go on to talk about, well, how can I go about building a network using LinkedIn and building relationships, getting doors open so I can do more business?
Well, the first thing that I would do is have a purpose. The worst thing that you can do on LinkedIn is to go in and when you set it up, have it import every single one of your email contacts and let LinkedIn send out generic requests to link with everybody. You have just created a huge mess for yourself. That is one of the worst things to do. And yet, you know, I know that's what happens a lot of times with LinkedIn. So you want to build a purposeful network, especially in LinkedIn. And what you're looking for are people who can refer you business first. Those are the first people that you can connect with. They'll be your past clients. They'll be the closest people in your sphere. They will be other business people. And the whole purpose of connecting with them is to now set up a way that you can help them with your business. Be the first to give first. You're not in this in order to take. You're in this to give because that's how it comes back to you. So what you do is you never, ever, ever send out the generic connect with me email that LinkedIn gives you. I'd like to include you in my LinkedIn network. That is the most boring thing that anybody's ever sent on LinkedIn. What you need to do is click connection request and guess what? Type over that and say something like, hey, I was so glad to meet you at the networking social last night. I see we have a lot in common. I'd love to discuss more ways for us to grow each other's business. I'd be honored if you'd accept my invitation to connect with you on LinkedIn. Then once you connect with them, take this seriously. Don't introduce yourself to your neighbor and never speak to them for 20 years. So choose who to connect with, connect politely, and then interact. So when they say they have a new skill, wow, congratulations on that, Mary. That's fantastic. send them the birthday greeting. Connect with them when they make a posting. If they're important enough for you to connect with, they're important enough for you to spend 10 seconds every couple months and sending them a note. Be sure to use their name when you're responding to them. Don't just say happy birthday. Say happy birthday, Mary. It's so great knowing you. Make it personal. Live in the comments, not in you pushing out content. It's more important to be attuned to other people where they're at and the things that are experiencing. That's how you develop your network and your relationships.
Sherry, that's one of the most important takeaways that you've shared today, that it's really not about pushing your content. It's about pushing your connection, which is really commenting on what they say, paying attention to what's important to them, and then being involved in that conversation with them about what matters to them. That's how you build a connection. Sherry, you have covered so many just fantastic tips today, and I really do want to encourage people to reach out to you because you can provide this training via webinar or face-to-face if you're in the Philadelphia region. So, Sherry, what's your final tip for us today, your big takeaway?
Well, you can change the way you do business or you can dissolve. And what I mean by that is stop pushing and start connecting. And on social, be social. The same rules that you would apply to someone walking into your business, apply them to LinkedIn. If they're reaching out to you, you're polite to them. You ask them what brought them in today and how you can help them. That's how you build your connections on LinkedIn or any social platform. Understand that this is a business platform, and every time somebody visits your page and reaches out to you, they're walking into your business.
Thank you, Sherry. This has been a terrific session. We've been visiting with Sherry McCormick. Her website is thelinkedintrainer.com, and she specializes in training real estate professionals on how to optimize their profiles on the social media, especially on LinkedIn. Sherry, thank you for being with us today.
It's been my pleasure, Bernice.
This is Bernice Ross, and thank you for joining us for MN Real Estate Radio. Be sure to tune in next Thursday when we'll be back with the industry's movers and shakers to learn what's next for real estate. For more insight, news, and analysis, visit MN.com. Make it a great day.